system to yes. that chip in order to what, feel
extend
and
it. Well, and to feel too. It was bidirectional, certainly. And I don't know anyone else who actually done anything bidirectionally. So this was picking up signals as when I'm moving, but using those signals to control different pieces of technology. For example, this robot hand here. When I moved my hand with the implant, so we also use the signals to move the robot hand. I'm just pressing the button here to show it opening and closing. But that was exactly what we could do. And we did that. I went to New York, to Columbia University. We plugged my nervous system into the internet and connected to the robot hand, which was in Reading in the UK. And as I moved my hand in New York, the robot hand moved under control from my brain signals across the internet in the UK. And when it touched an object, this hand has got little sensors in the fingertips. And when it touched an object, signals were sent back across the internet to stimulate my nervous system. So my brain was getting pulses of current, which told me how much force the hand was applying.
Bloody hell. So you're on one side of the planet, you're moving that hand.
Yep. Exactly.
As if it were your own hand.
Well, and it, yeah, I mean, and it felt, my brain was quite happy with it. I don't know that it ever actually felt it.